AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
And with me, you see your father. Then you see me.
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Everything! Everything!
Petros and Money, AM570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Final 25 or so minutes of programming, heading into Dodgers on deck. Dodgers in the desert, taking on the Snakes. First pitch at 6:40 p.m.
Serpientes, want to choke you out, Dodgers. Don't play down to your competition just because Scherzer's coming to save you on Tuesday.
It's the Catman on the mound for the Dodgers. Tony Gonsolin going up against Zach Gallen. And his 1-5 record, trying to shake off losing 2 of 3 up in San Francisco.
We'll tell you all about it in a moment with City of Hope Dodger pregame.
Ain't that the truth?
We have that. We have Dead and Alive. We have a lot going on. But first, the final hour fun fact, everybody.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour 3.
Fun facts! Fun facts!
Random final hour fun fact. Did you know if you shake keys near a flying moth, it will dive to the ground to avoid encountering what it thinks is a bat?
Wow.
Shaking keys emit a sonar similar to that produced by bats.
Like how many keys?
That's a good question.
You know, you see them doing that in certain college football fanships, you know, in stadiums.
Time to go home. Game's over.
Everybody starts shaking their keys around. And immediately, do moths just start dive bombing?
Freaking out.
All
man.
Over the place? I mean, just, you know, all of a sudden, all these moths in the farm went down just because everybody in the stadium in Iowa was shaking their key.
What if you're at home watching it and you can hear the chorus of keys through your television speaker? Would that affect the moth that's flying around your living room?
All my moths. Or you could just, you know, shake your keys along with the crowd, like those What's people, that? You know, the virtual crowd types.
Oh, yeah.
That we saw in the bubble. Well, you know what? We want more than a virtual crowd on stop number 7 of the PMS Chevy Summer Tour next Friday,
that's
August
true.
6th. Let's get in while we fit in. Golden Road Brewing in Anaheim. We can't tell you enough. We just got the location secured yesterday. We'll have prizes, including suite tickets to see Dodgers and Angels at Dodger Stadium. Golden Road Pubs have $7 for 7 days all summer long. Great deal for beer. First 7 days of each month. All six packs are only $7. It's going to be a heck of an event. I know for a fact that Gooby is coming. Dodgers are playing Angels that day. Not there, but Gooby calls the game from Anaheim. So we'll be in great shape with Gooby. He couldn't see us if we were at the Golden Road in Atwater Village. He couldn't see us.
No, we'd get Oral Hershiser. Like we always do when we did the Golden Road in Atwater. Instead, we get Gooby.
Where's your card? Chevrolet is your sponsor and sign up to win a brand new Chevy Silverado, the number one selling full-size pickup in California. AM570LASports.com, keyword Chevy, to sign up to win one. You heard from Sweet James earlier, the best guy ever.
800-500-5200. We are the official seasoning show of record, and Chef Merito is the official seasoning of the Petros and Money Show. And, of course, Kieran Ichiban been with us through the entire summer tour, and that includes our 7th tour stop. As they remind you, being a premium Japanese lager, true to its legacy, that they are dedicated to people.
Oh, yeah.
They are dedicated to ingredients.
It's a lot there.
They're committed to flavor.
You know, I wish, you know, there's, for all those reads, it kind of makes you thirsty in the mouth.
Doesn't it?
And it feels like somebody might should give us, like, maybe a 24-pack or one of those big-ass mini kegs or something.
Not a bad idea.
You know.
As opposed to the single can that Kate's purchased for us at one of our virtual tour stops.
Reading all that copy, you know, it makes your mouth a little dry, and it makes you feel like you need the refreshment that's dedicated to people.
You know what else
Not
it makes
Not made
me?
Out of people.
No.
But dedicated to people.
It also makes me want to stand united with all communities to celebrate the heritage of Kieran Ichiban.
Yeah.
Exactly what it does.
Hey, why don't you throw this in, too?
By the way, bang up job by the powers that be for once again finding us a location that is just nestled precisely between two major freeways, Golden Road. You want to get off the 5 or the 57, bing, bang, boom. I mean, we're right there on Orangewood.
If we're around Anaheim, you know, that's probably going to be the case.
Chances are.
It's all good, flying all over.
Got multiple freeways to choose from.
How many freeways? Multi-escape routes here, my man.
Guys, I need a back door out, and I need a front door in, and it's got it.
I drove 94 miles.
Rob, what are we doing? We're taking 57, we're taking the 5. What are we doing?
Quick hits, everybody.
The PMS Quick Hits. I'll make it quick, y'all. Oh, yeah!
Dodgers taking on the Serpientes tonight. We're going to tell you in a second. We talked to Dave Vassay earlier. Matt talked about it in the top story of the day. The MLB trade deadline came and went at 1 o'clock today. Dodgers and Nationals trade was completed. Congrats to Andrew Friedman for pulling it off. Friedman will be on Dodgers on Deck with David Vassay coming up. So stay tuned for that. And in the geofence, you're going to get it on the iHeartRadio app.
I think that geofence got a little wider. Our big boss, Don Martin, so excited about the trade consummated for the best player and the best pitcher at the trade deadline.
Welcome to the party, Baker.
Hey, guess who just got admitted to the cool club?
We're going to talk to Gooby about this. Angels traded left-hander Andrew Heaney to the Yankees for cash and prospects. Bag of cash, duffel of cash.
That was the big trade for Howie Kendrick back in the day by the Dodgers, I believe. Is that correct? Yes, Andrew Heaney. Oh, you're giving up on this prospect? I don't know if that's worth it for immediate gratification. And the old Heen dog, now just a bag of cash.
His dad, Bobby Heenan, is very upset.
Just a bag of cash.
Chris Bryant is going to San Francisco from the Cubs. A big bat to take on the Yoyers. And Jose Berrios, who we talked about a lot yesterday, who we never heard of before, went from the Twins to the Blue Jays. He was a guy being mentioned with the Dodgers and the Padres. And Kimbrel, old Mary Hart hangarm, went from the Cubs to the South Side, the White Sox.
He doesn't even have to move. He's right there in town. And we talked about this a little bit earlier, by the way. All the bitching and the moaning and the pitching the fit. Hey, Padre fans, quit your bitching. All right, stop bitching about what the Mets, about what the Twins were asking for Berrios and what the price of doing business was with the Nationals.
You didn't make it happen.
Hey, not their fault. They're trying to maximize their return. Just because you didn't have what they wanted doesn't mean you get to piss and moan. Oh, the asking price at this deadline was so high, exorbitantly high. Just bad business, all the asks out there.
Philly's brought in a pile of arms. Kyle Gibson and Ian Kennedy, former Trojan from the Rangers. Ooh. And the Mets acquired shortstop Javi Baez from the Cubs, who just sold off all those drunks on a three-day bender, basically alcoholics, in exchange.
I'm going on a three-day bender.
For prospects.
They were all basically alcoholics.
But now they're transient.
A lot more drinking. Javi Baez, Rizzo, Brian, all gone. Let's just get after it.
All right, it is time for the dead guy birthday of the day. We're going to celebrate this week the great Chester Himes. Great American writer, 112 years old today. Celebrated in this space before. And also in the Noir Corner and the PMS Literary Chat Rooms.
Where are those chat rooms?
In the cloud. Just where
somewhere.
Duffy was yesterday. Duffy was in the cloud and then he precipitated down. Born in Jefferson City, Mizzou, Chester Himes. Dad was a black college professor, middle class home. His dad taught at Pine Bluff. It's like Tori Hunter, Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
We are your Pine Bluff show of record.
There's not even a question.
Not close.
And there he saw his brother, who was blinded by some chemicals, refuse treatment at a segregated hospital. And it changed his outlook. Family moved to Ohio. Parents divorced. Chester Himes was accepted to The Ohio State University. But he was kicked out of school for pulling a prank. And that turned him straight to crime. Chester was convicted of armed robbery in the 20s. Sentenced to hard labor for 25 years in prison is where he began his writing career, Matt. He first published in Esquire in the 1930s. By 1934, He was out of prison, and Langston Hughes, the great Harlem poet, helped start Chester Himes' writing career on the outside.
On the outside, my man.
If He Hollers, Let Him Go, a 1941 about an L.A. shipyard worker, is a great book. I love, as you know, the Harlem Detective series, Gravedigger Jones, and Coffinhead Johnson.
It's our favorite. One of the great sound bites we have ever played.
It's not coffin like he's got a cough.
It's C-O-F-F-I-N, like that's what you about to be.
One's a gravedigger, and the other's Coffinhead. The heat is on. A rage in Harlem. The Real Cool Killers. These are all great books. I recommend the Harlem Detective series to anybody who likes literary fiction. Chester himself hung out in Paris and Spain, died in 84 in Moraira, Spain. A Rage in Harlem, as you've mentioned, Matt, was in the PMS Noir Corner series. And I believe the soundbite you called for.
It's the best one we've ever played.
It's
the best.
Available here.
Who's that?
Oh, that's Jesus.
I know that's Jesus. I mean the other guy.
That's his mama.
Jesus! Damn!
It's the best. Again.
Who's that?
Oh, that's Jesus.
I know that's Jesus. I mean the other guy.
That's his mama.
Jesus! Damn!
Matt, you got the alive guy.
One more time.
Who's that?
Oh, that's Jesus.
I know that's Jesus. I mean the other guy.
That's his mama.
Jesus. Damn.
The other guy.
That's Coffinhead.
Oh, that's too. His mama.
Jesus. Damn.
It is the best soundbite we've ever played.
Jesus. Damn.
It's the best soundbite we've ever played. No, the other guy. Oh, that's his mama.
That's his mama.
Oh, that's Jesus. I know Jesus is the other guy.
Damn!
Oh, God. You're a live guy birthday of the day. Do we have our sound, Cates? Dean Pitchford. Happy 70th, Dean. Born in Honolulu. Man that was the brains behind selecting the artists. Collaborated in the songwriting of the entire Footloose soundtrack.
Oh, come on.
In its entirety.
Dude, let's hear it for the boy.
Right? We all know Loggins, Footloose, that's Pitchford. He won Grammys, Oscars, Tonys, Golden Globes. But he did this, Bonnie Tyler.
I'm holding out for a hero.
Oh, come on.
This is from Footloose. Sure, it was 37 years ago. Quick bio.
So much better than the new one.
Unbelievable.
Suck.
Born in Honolulu, St. Louis High School, performer with the Honolulu Community Theater, Honolulu Symphony Orchestra, and the Honolulu Theater for Youth. Off to Yale, where he earned his drama degree, but after graduating, returned to Honolulu.
Drummer?
As an assistant.
Honolulu?
To authors Faye Hamill and Sylvan Levy, as he would constantly update the immensely popular Hawaii's on $5 and $10 a day, before being hired to run Trans World Airlines' budget guide to Hawaii.
Nice. It's a hard ticket to Hawaii.
He left for the big town in 71 to chase the dream of becoming a star. Landed a few roles off Broadway and then got the lead in the Broadway production Pippin in 1975. Commercial actor, lending his singing skills, acting skills, and dancing skills in over 100 spots. But his big break was connecting with Alan Parker for the 1980 film Fame. And he helped write I Sing the Body Electric and Fame. Won it all. Oscar, Golden Globe, and Emmy. And that allowed him, when he read a newspaper article in 1979 about Elmore City, Oklahoma, which had just lifted an 80-year ban on dancing, as inspiration for him, with all of his talents, to write the screenplay for Footloose. He collaborated on every single one of the 9 songs on the film.
Oh, come on.
And the soundtrack. You said it. Let's hear it for the boy, Denise Williams. Dancing in the Sheets, Shalimar.
You know, the county line runs right up to the barn here.
Loggins. This one, Mike Reno and Wilson on the duet. Bonnie Tyler, you just heard. Sammy Hagar. Not only was it a number one hit film, but this soundtrack was so successful. The Footloose soundtrack knocked Thriller out of its number one spot on Billboard's album charts and then stayed there for 10 weeks.
Can't you see like Kevin Bacon doing like a flying dance kick right to Michael Jackson's
right
ball?
Right to his head. Sold over 9 million copies in the United States alone. One of the most successful soundtracks of all time. Footloose, thanks to this dude who's celebrating his 70th this week.
Great story.
Dean Pritchard. Pitchford.
You know, you got to say, two things about Footloose that really shocked me. If I was in that intense of a fist fight right before the dance.
Right.
Where, like, literally I did a flying kick off a veranda.
Yes.
And, you know, touch and go there. People are swinging a bat at my head. And my boy, Chris Penn, is fighting it out, too.
R.I.P. Chris Penn.
Yeah. And then next thing you know, it's like, hey, let's freaking dance.
Let's go.
Like,
it's what we do.
That's an amazing trend. Like, yeah. I would be crying in the corner and barfing if I was in that intense of a fist fight.
Sure, all the adrenaline coursing through your veins trying to shake that off.
I'd probably be crying, you know. Other thing is, once that dance does begin, all these kids who had no idea how to dance.
Much better than our school dances, where kids had been dancing for the previous 10, 15 years.
They become shockingly professional. The white guy learns the robot. There's the seizure guy. I mean, you got everybody going.
Hey, seizure guy, do the seizure thing.
You got big thighs. Remember that big thighs girl dancing with a dress? With her dress all flooping around?
Oh, yes, I do, yes.
Oh, come on. As a young man, I want
to that moment, man.
I want to put my head between those big Midwestern thighs.
Elmore City, Oklahoma.
Hey, let's hear it for Scherzer's bitch ass. Yeah, Scherzer. In City of Hope, physicians and researchers are relentlessly working together to turn powerful science into life-saving new cancer treatments. Learn more at cityofhope.org. We told you, it's Dodgers snakes. Dodgers are 10 games over 500. Need to win the series in Phoenix. Three back of the Giants in the NL West. It's a year of the cat versus Zach Gallen.
Max Scherzer scheduled to pitch on Tuesday.
We'll be at Dodger Stadium.
Trey Turner, T-R-E-A, Turner.
Don't you say he's Justin.
Got to get over to COVID.
He's not Justin.
And then he'll be out there with Corey Seager, who's scheduled to return this weekend. And Mookie Betts.
It's all coming together now.
Coming up next, Dodgers on Deck with Tim Cage.
When you want Dodgers, the only home is AM 570 LA Sports.
If you've been injured, you better call Sweet Jane. You heard him on the show a little bit earlier. Action and Attorneys, 800-500-5200. 100%.